今天正道的经文是《约翰福音》15章18到27节。世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的，只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话，仆人不能大于主人。他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们；若遵守了我的话，也要遵守你们的话。但他们因我的名要向你们行这一切的事，因为他们不认识那差我来的。我若没有来教训他们，他们就没有罪。但如今他们的罪无可推诿了。恨我的也恨我的父。我若没有在他们中间行过别人未曾行的事，他们就没有罪。但如今连我与我的父，他们也看见也恨恶了。这要应验他们律法上所写的话，说他们无故地恨我。但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵。他来了，就要为我做见证。你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。
John chapter 15, verse 18. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world,It will love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. This is why the world hates you. Remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obey my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name.For they do not know the one who sent me. If I have not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. Now, however, they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father as well. If I have not done among them what no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen these miracles, and yet they have hated both me and my Father. But this is to fulfill what is written in their law.They hated me without reason. When the Counselor comes, who I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning.
Today,
let us consider a topic.
就是关于我们人的立身之本的问题。
In regards to the status of us, of our being.
这个我们 life 的 foundation.
Foundation of our life.
我们在什么根基上来建立我们生命的问题
？On what foundations do we build our life？
我发现很多基督徒、很多教会出了问题了。
I find that there's a problem amongst many Christians and churches。
那么这个问题出在我们对自己的身份、地位的把握不清楚。
And the problem comes from an understanding of our identity。
那么这个问题主要来自于我们对信仰的。本质的模糊
The problem comes from a misunderstanding on the basis of our faith.
那么很多人把基督信仰把它变成一个宗教
So many people have turned Christianity into a religion.
在我们中国人的心目当中这个印象是很深的
especially amongst us Chinese people, it has a very deep impression.
所以我们通常把基督徒称为基督教徒
And so we call Christians...Christian followers of the Christian religion.
Yeah, 所以这个 来教会叫做礼拜。
And so going to church is attending Sundays.
Yeah. 这个翻译很棒啊。这个所以我们把它变成了一个文化当中的一个部分。
And so it has become a part of the culture.
所以我们生活上没有太大的改变。
And so it doesn't affect our daily life.
所以我们来教会学一点好的道理。
And we come to church, we learn some good morals.
然后我们回到社会当中去做一个好人。
And we return to society to be good people.
所以很多时候我们的信仰是停留在这样的一个层面里面。
And our faith remains in this state.
可是圣经对我们的教训不是这样。
But the scripture tells us something different.
在施洗的约翰出来传讲信息的时候，
So when John the Baptist came out to preach,
他说天国近了，你们要悔改。
He said the kingdom of God is coming, you must repent.
那么耶稣出来的时候，
When Jesus came out to preach,
他也说天国近了，你们要悔改。
He also said the kingdom of God is near, you must repent.
当主耶稣差门徒出去的时候，
When Jesus sent out the disciples,
说你们要去传扬天国的福音。
He said you must tell them the gospel of the kingdom of Lord.
所以在圣经里面，神给我们永远看到一个国度的概念。
And so in the scripture, we constantly see this concept of a kingdom.
那么国度是一个什么概念？
What does kingdom mean?
当然强调的是一个权柄。
There's an authority there.
但是更重要的强调的是一个身份的所属关系问题。
More importantly, there is a belonging of identity.
因为这个身份的所属关系，
Because where your identity belongs,
才决定着我们的荣辱的观念。这个荣辱的观念就是我们的，懂英文的这个懂中文的荣辱观念应该翻译成，比方说啊，这个我们在澳洲的中国人。
So, for example, the Chinese people here in Australia.
我们看中国的运动员和美国人比赛的时候。
When we look at the Chinese sportsmen, athletes and the American athletes.
那么中国人赢了。
The Chinese person wins.
我们很高兴。
We are happy.
为什么你高兴？
Why are you happy?
当这个刘翔哇跑过去了，我们觉得哇，我们高兴得不得了，对不对？
When Liu won gold, we were very happy.
为什么我们高兴？他是他，我是我，我跟他有什么关系啊？
Why are we happy? We're not that person.
因为我们有一个共同所属的关系的问题。
Because we have a unified belonging.
所以你在不知不觉当中，你已经流露出来了你的所属关系所给你带来的思维和各种价值的观念。
And so unconsciously you have a change in your being because of this belonging.
甚至于我们在座的很多已经是澳洲公民了。
Even many of us here are Australian citizens.
我们对这些观念都很模糊的。
We have become very vague on these issues.
你要知道，当你宣誓成为澳洲公民的那一天，
When you declare you're an Australian citizen,
那一天你宣誓，你做了一件什么事，你知道吗？
What did you do?
啊？哎，就是你做了一个国家所属关系的转变。
You have changed a national belonging.
那一天你已经彻底放弃了中国公民的一切。
From that day, you let go of everything that is the Chinese.
你不再是一个中国人了。
You're not a Chinese person anymore.
你的效忠，你的 loyalty， 然后你的所属，
your loyalty and your belonging，
你的一切都发生了改变。
Everything has changed.
所以澳洲政府接纳你。
And so you've been accepted by the Australian government.
那么澳洲政府就要把你当作他自己的公民来保护你。
And the Australian government will protect you as an Australian citizen.
所以等到你拿到 Australian passport 时候，
When you have the Australian passport，
那么你到世界各处，
Wherever you go in the world,
你有了问题，
if there is an issue,
你再也不能进中国的大使馆去保护你了。
You cannot go to the Chinese embassy anymore.
你要进到澳洲的大使馆来保护你。
You must go to the Australian embassy.
很多人加入澳洲国籍了。
Many people have become Australian.
可是他的思想还是中国人。
But they still think like a Chinese.
其实这个是不对的。
This is not right.
因为你不诚实。
Because you are immature.
你不效忠你自己的国家。
You don't have loyalty to your country.
如果你还是中国人，
If you're still a Chinese person,
你不应该加入澳洲公民。
You should not become an Australian citizen.
所以在这个问题的时候，我们常常说，你这样说，你是个叛徒。
Some people say you're a traitor.
我说你不是叛徒，你来澳洲干什么？
I said, if you're not a traitor, why did you come to Australia?
很多人说澳洲能养老啊。
Some people say Australia is very wealthy.
澳洲能领社会福利啊。
You can get social security.
澳洲没有雾霾啊。
There's better environment.
所以我来澳洲。
That's why I come to Australia.
我要钱。
I want money.
但是我不忠于澳洲，我还是忠于中国政府。
But I still belong to the Chinese government.
很多基督徒也这样的。
Some Christians are like this.
为什么来教会啊？
Why do you come to church?
上天堂啊。
So I can go to heaven.
祷告可以得医治啊，可以得好处啊。
I can get many benefits.
找个比较诚实好的女朋友啊。
Get a honest girlfriend.
利益的关系。
All these benefits.
光想得好处。
You only want the good things.
就像我们今天进庙里边一样。
Just like people who go into mosques.
进入到 temple 那个 Buddhist temple 里面。
Or into a temple.
所以他们进去以后烧香。
They go there, they burn some incense.
求佛来给他好处。
They beg for goodness, for benefits.
其实佛从来没有答应给你好处的。
Why would the Buddha give you benefits?
什么时候佛跟你说我可以使你逢凶化吉了？
When did the Buddha say I will make you rich?
没听明白啊，逢凶化吉就是你碰到困难的时候他可以保护你的吗？
or protection、
他可以也是让你发财的，让你可以有钱的，不是的。
When did he say that?
佛是让你去好好修行的。
The Buddha said go and be a good person.
让你不要有贪心的。
So that you are not selfish anymore.
不可以去追求这些这个属物质的东西。
Don't go and pursue these material goods.
所以你发现人呢，脑子里面常常活在自我的想象里面。
But people live in a world of their own selfishness.
还没有真正客观的认识自己来到一个某种关系里边的时候，这个关系对他意味着是什么，他根本没好好想。
But not objectively understand what is the meaning of this relationship.
不光是很多来到教会的基督徒，
Whether it's many Christians who come to church,
很多牧师也没明白这些东西。
Some pastors also don't understand.
所以很多牧师使用了世界上推销就是商业推销的原则来牧养教会。
And so pastors use marketing techniques to lead their church.
比方说这个商业里边认为顾客就是上帝。
For example, in economics, the customer is the god.
所以什么东西都要讨好顾客。
And so everything must be done for the customer.
因为你讨好了顾客。
Because once the customer is appeased,
顾客买你的东西。
Then they will buy your product.
然后你才能够赚钱吗？
Then you can make money.
所以教会里边也开始使用这个商业原则。
And so some churches use this economic theory.
所以他们都讨好会众。
And so they appease the people.
所以教会里边有很多东西你不能讲的。
And so many things cannot be said in church.
因为你讲了这个东西会得罪会众。
Because it will offend the people.
得罪了会众，会众不来了。
And then they stop coming.
会众不来了，你的教会就没有人了。
If these people stop coming, your church
没有人了，你哪来的教会的成功呢？
Where would be your church success if the church is empty?
所以呢，你不能得罪会众。
And so you cannot offend the people.
你的上帝不是他。
Your God is not God.
你的上帝就是会众。
Your God is the churchgoers.
所以很多牧师他们的所有的思想就是怎么讨好会众。
And so many pastors they constantly think how to appease the people.
因此导致了成功神学的产生。
And so we have the successful theology.
这一些问题是教会里边导致败坏堕落的那个根本原因。
This is the reason that churches become corrupt and fail.
今天我们不是来讨好世人。
Today we are not here to appease people.
也不是讨好会众。
Or appease the churchgoers.
我们乃是按照神对我们的给我们的使命。
But we want the mission that God gave us.
神对给我们的托付。
We want the task that God gave us.
那么我们带领众人来归向他。
And we lead the people to belong to him.
那么神的灵会感动一些人来归向他。
The Holy Spirit will lead some people to belong to him.
那么不管这些人有多少。
Whether or not how many of these there are.
那么这个是教会要做的事。
This is the purpose of the church.
圣经已经准确地告诉我，主耶稣自己告诉我们的。
The Christ himself and the scripture have told us.
通向永生的。
The door to eternity.
那门是窄的。
Is very narrow.
那路是小的。
The road is small.
找着的人永远是少数。
And very few people find it.
所以今天想要在教会，想要在地上办大教会的人，
And so the people who want to build mega churches,
想要这个使自己在教会里边有成功的感觉的人，
They want to find success in the church.
所以他们忽略了主耶稣的教训，
These people, they ignore the teachings of Christ.
他们把自己的原则放弃了。
And they let go of their own reasoning.
因此很多人来教会，
So many people come to church.
但是没有在神的国度里面。
But they are not in the kingdom of God.
这个是我们对自己的身份的认知。
This is a mistake in our identity.
这个是我们对自己使命的认知。
This is a mistake in our mission.
的错误。那么今天在这个主耶稣对我们自己的对我们的讲论里面，
And so today, what we learn from Christ
给我们一个非常重要的概念
reminds us of a very important concept.
这个概念就是对我们的身份和所属关系的认知。
This is the concept of understanding our identity and belonging.
这个就是我们基督徒在我们的整个生命里边的建立生命的那个基础。
This is the foundation of where we should build our life as Christians.
如果不然的话，我们的信仰是非常糊涂的。
Otherwise, our belief is very confused.
我们的行为是非常混乱的。
Our actions.Are very confused.
我们在教会里边好像是一个基督徒。
We seem like a Christian in church.
一出去以后，我们就跟世界上世人没有区别。
But in the world, we are no different from others.
我们来看主耶稣对我们的教训。
Let us look at what the Christ told us.
那么这也是主耶稣在最后晚餐的时候对我们的教训。
These were some teachings during his final supper.
往往在最后的教训的时候
，often a final teaching，
也是最重要的教训
，is the most important one。
那么主耶稣一开始就说了
，and from the beginning Christ says，
世人若恨你们
，if the world hates you，
你们要知道
，be aware，
恨你们以先已经先恨我了
，it hated me before it hated you。
那么在这里边，主耶稣说了一个客观的事实
，and so here he gives us an objective reality。
这个事情是必然会发生的。
This will happen.
就是说，如果你成为基督徒吗
？When you become a Christian,
你要跟随基督吗
？Will you follow Christ?
你要做好一个思想准备。
You must be prepared.
主耶稣在世上时候差门徒出去这个操练门徒的时候
，When Christ told his disciples to train,
那么主说，你们去好像羊进入到。狼群一样
He said, when you go, you are like lambs going into a den of wolves.
那么主说你们要去的时候你并不是给世界上带来了和平
When you go, you will not bring peace.
而是让世界上产生的动刀兵了
But the world will become chaotic.
那么为什么是这样呢
Why would this happen?
因为主给我们带来了完全不同的价值系统
Because the Lord has brought us a completely new value system.
所以主说门徒出去了。
And he said, the disciples, you go.
你带出去的是一个什么样的结果呢
？What results will you bring with you?
可能家人互相生疏了。
The families will hate each other.
自己家里成了敌人。
They become enemies of each other.
那为什么是这样呢
？Why would this happen?
这不是传扬和平的福音吗
？Isn't this a message of peace?
这和平是我们与上帝的和平。
Peace is between us and God.
这和平是与和平能和平的人和平。
The peace is between people who can accept peace together.
这和平不是与罪和平。
Not peace with sin.
这和平不是与撒旦和平。
Not peace with Satan.
这个正义和邪恶之间永远没有和平。
Justice and evil cannot have peace.
今天的叫社会高呼和平。
The society today values peace.
今天的社会强调多元文化。
Society today values multiculturalism.
其实这是一个永远不可能实现的做梦。
This is an impossible dream.
罪恶是不能和平的。
Sin cannot be peaceful.
你知道什么是罪恶
？What is sin?
什么是罪恶？简单的来说，罪恶就是违反上帝律法的行为。
Simply speaking, sin is being against God.
那么这个行为的本身是个什么性质的行为呢？它是个什么行为呢
？What is the nature of these actions?
它就是破坏关系。
It's destroying relationships.
所以所有有罪的地方
，and so everywhere there is sin,
一定没有和平。
They will have no peace.
有些人说。我们现在不是社会上挺和平的吗
？Some people say society looks pretty peaceful now.
其实那只是一个表面的现象。
Actually, that's only a surface.
而本质上是没有和平的。
But from the valley below, we can see there's no peace.
世界上要有和平，
for there to be peace in the world,
必须有两个最基本的条件。
There are two requirements.
第一，必须有完全的爱在人的生命里面。
There must be love in every person.
第二，必须有完美的真理的系统在我们的里面。
And there must be an absolute truth.
这才可能有和平。
Then there can be peace.
如果人是自私的，
If people are selfish,
他不可能是和平的。
They cannot have no peace.
对不对？你不用说世界。
Don't even look at the whole world.
就是两口子也没有和平。
Just amongst a couple, there's no peace.
结婚的人同意吗？大家都点头。大家大概都发生过夫妻的内战。
Everyone knows the infights between couples.
这个为什么会发生内战？
Why would this happen?
因为爱还没有充满在我们的生命里面。
Because our love is not full.
那么光有爱还不够。
But only having love is not enough.
这个爱必须在真理的原则之下的爱，它才能够带来和平。
Love must be underneath truth for there to be peace.
没有真理的爱，
love without truth,
这个爱就变成了糊涂爱，
can be very confused.
变成了这个一种control 这种控制性的爱。
Can be very controlling.
所以那个爱也不能给人带来和平的。
This love will not bring peace.
所以圣经告诉我们，
And so the scripture tells us,
因为这个世界是恶的，
Because the world is evil.
所以当神的真理进入到这个世界的时候，
And so when God's truth comes into the world,
它直接跟世界产生的不是和平，
It will not bring peace with the world,
而是一个属灵的征战，
But a spiritual warfare.
这个世界是邪恶的，
The world is evil.
圣经说它恨恶真理，
The scripture says it hates truth.
所以中国人说忠言怎么样？
And
这个诚实的话。
And so the honest feedback causes what?
是什么呢？是人不爱听的，对吧？
Nobody wants to hear it.
所以你想把这个真理告诉他的时候，
So when you want to tell someone the truth,
很痛苦。
It's very painful.
比方说你看见一个姊妹，
For example, if you see a sister,
你说你的肥肉太多了，你需要减肥。
You tell her she needs to lose weight.
你告诉她是不是真理？
Is it the truth?
是不是？
Is it?
对她好吗？
Is it good for her?
她喜欢你吗？
Will she like you for it?
那如果你要是这样说的话，你看看是什么后果？
Well, go and try it.
这是人生命的本质。
This is the nature of people.
所以光照在黑暗里的时候，
When the light shines in the dark,
黑暗不喜欢接受光。
The darkness hates the light.
当真理传到世界的时候，
When the truth comes to the world,
世界不喜欢真理。
The world doesn't want the
truth. 当你是天国的子民，要把天国的真理带给他们的时候，
When you're a citizen of the kingdom of God and you bring that message to people,
当你按照天国的这个子民的原则去生活的时候，
When you act according to the reason of the kingdom of God,
或许他们心里边觉得你很棒。
Perhaps in their heart they will recognize you.
可是从实际他和你的关系里面，
But in actuality,
他们不会喜欢你的。
They will not like you.
他讨厌你。
They will hate you.
他恨你。如果有可能的话，甚至于他们可能愿意消灭你。
Perhaps they will want to destroy you.
所以主直接在这里告诉了我们。
And so Christ tells us here directly.
因为我们不属世界。
Because you do not belong to the world.
所以世界恨我们。
And so the world will hate you.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们成为基督徒，
So brothers and sisters, when we become Christians,
我们必须有一个思想准备。
We must be mentally prepared.
你不可能跟世界和平相处。
You cannot be reconciled with the world.
你不可能叫每一个人都喜欢你。
You cannot have every person like you.
你可能在家里边已经有人讨厌你了。
Perhaps in your family, people hate you already.
如果你是第一个家庭的基督徒，
If you are the first Christian,
那么可能礼拜天的时候，整个家里边人说我们要去海边 barbecue。
On Sundays, people want to go to the beach and barbecue.
你说 no, 我要去教会。
You say no, I want to go to church.
家里人会对你什么反应？
What will be the family's response?
可能用尽各种恶毒的这个话来攻击你。
Perhaps they will attack you with their words.
你的宗教狂。
You religious person.
你没有人性。
You have no humanity.
对吧？你是个另类。
You're weak.
所以不喜欢你。
And they will despise you.
主耶稣告诉我们，如果你爱你的家人，
And Christ tells us if you love your family,
爱你的任何其他的东西，
or whatever your belongings,
超过爱我，
more than you love me,
不配做我的门徒。
Then you cannot be my follower.
所以你来学习圣经。
And so when you come to study the scripture,
来团契生活。
When you have a communal life,
来聚会。
Come to meetings.
这个人说你干嘛去干那个？
People say, why do you go for that?
咱们去赚钱嘛。
Let's go make money.
你到那里去又不赚钱又不得好处去干嘛
？You have neither have fun nor have money. What do you do that for?
所以你发现这里边开始产生冲突了。
You find there's a conflict.
那么这个时候你是讨好他呢
？Do you want to appease them?
还是你忠于我们自己的身份
？Or do you want to hold firm to your identity?
如果是你忠于你是坚持在你自己身份里面的时候
，You're faithful to your identity.
冲突。是难免的。
Then it is impossible to avoid conflict.
主耶稣在这里讲了一句非常重要的话。
Christ says something very important.
这个在第三十节里面。
In verse 30.
啊，不对，二十节。
20.
他说这个，你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话。
Remember the words that I said to you.
仆人不能大于主人。
Servants not greater than their master.
说他们若逼迫了我。
If they persecuted me,
也要逼迫你们。
They will persecute you.
所以很多人自以为聪明。
And so many people think that they are wise.
耶稣在世上的时候做事有一点太不圆滑。
Said when Christ was in the world, he was not gentle enough.
所以呢，他们把这个犹太人得罪了。
And so he offended the Jews.
所以我们今天呢，我们不能再像主耶稣那么硬邦邦的做事情。
And so today, let us not be so stubborn.
所以我们要懂得做事情圆滑一些。
We shall understand how to be more gentle.
所以我们跟世界上的人可以能够更和谐的相处。
And so let's have a more peaceful relations with the world.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们
Christ tells us here,
那是不可能的
That's impossible.
如果你想要这样做
If you want to do that,
你必然要出卖你自己的原则和你自己的身份
You will betray your identity and your reason.
你必然要在你要坚持的原则里边你不能再坚持了
In your core beliefs, you will not be able to follow.
人最自以为聪明的一件事情
The most arrogant thing that people can do
就是两方都不得罪
is to not offend either side
你发现了没有很多人是这样的
Many people do this
觉得这个有人到这个建了庙就去拜的
When they go to a temple, they go to pray
家里边拜很多很多的神
They pray to many, many gods
他说我谁我都不得罪
Say, I will not offend anyone
其实这样的你所有的人都得罪了
Actually, you're offending everyone
对不对
Isn't that right?
你在相敌对的双方
When you face conflicting people
你不可能双方都不得罪
You cannot not offend both of them
你必须很清楚地站在你所属的那个关系里面
You must stand on the one side that you belong
有很多人说你这样不是很极端吗
Some people say that's too extreme
我不明白什么叫做不极端
What is the meaning of not being extreme?
在真理和谬误的中间
Between truth and confusion
有可能处中间立场吗
Is there a middle ground?
很多人觉得说我谁不都得罪我是个中间立场的人
Some people say I won't offend anyone I'm in the middle
其实这是不可能的
Actually this is impossible
在正确和谬误的中间
Between truth and untruth
没有中间立场
There is no middle ground
如果你选择中间立场
If you choose the middle
那你一定不在正确的一面
You are not in the truth
对不对所以如果你不在正确的一面
And so if you're not in the truth,
你就一定在错误的一面。
Then you must be in the not truth.
所以当我们的澳洲政府
So when the Australian government
宣布我们的政府是一个世俗的政府
claims that it is a secular government,
他们宣布说我们是多元文化的政府
We are a multicultural government,
是尊重所有宗教信仰的政府
We are a government that respects all religion.
所以他们认为这是一个中立立场的政府
And so this is a middle ground compromising government
其实他们以为自己在所有的宗教里边都不得罪
Actually they think that they don't offend anyone
第一他得罪了耶稣基督
Firstly they offend Jesus Christ
因为耶稣说我是唯一的救主
For Jesus Christ said I'm the only salvation
我们澳洲政府说你不是啦
The government says oh maybe not
他是不是反对了耶稣
Does it oppose Christ?
那么穆罕默德说，我是唯一的真主。
Muhammad said, I am the true prophet.
这个我们所这个穆罕默德是唯一的先知。
He is the only prophet.
那么他所信的真主是唯一的上帝。
And the Lord that he obeys is the only God.
我们澳洲政府说不是啦。
And the government says, oh, maybe not.
是不是得罪了伊斯兰教？
Does it offend Islam?
那么佛教徒当然有他的说法。
And the Buddhists have their sayings.
印度教徒有他的说法。
The Hindus have their sayings.
科学家有他的说法。
The scientists have their sayings.
所以到了最后，我们说我们谁不都不得罪啊。
In the end, we say we're not offending anyone.
其实他把每一个人都得罪了。
Actually, they're offending everyone.
所以想要选择中立立场的人
，And so those who want to choose the middle ground
是最糊涂的人
，Are the most confused.
是最谁都讨好不了的人
，They're the ones who cannot appease anyone.
所以现在就是很多西方国家所笨就笨在这个地方。
So this is the failure of Western culture.
所以他们想讨好所有的人。
They want to appease everyone.
没有人感激他们。
No one will attack them.
所以很多移民到了这里。
So many immigrants here.
有一些刚刚来的时候还感激澳洲政府。
When they first come here, they oppose the Australian government.
慢慢的，我们发现感激的感情就越来越少了。
After a while, they don't oppose them anymore.
往往生活在像澳洲这样国家的人
，people who live in countries like Australia，
对于国家的福利。
Very appreciative of the social benefits.
往往就是不领白不领。
They just accept it. There's no reason to reject it.
所以就是这样。
And so this is the case.
所以这种没有原则、没有立场的人。
And so people like this.
其实到了最后，他是不可能有好的结果的。
In the end, there will be no good result.
所以主耶稣自己告诉我们。
So Christ tells us personally,
你要成为一个天国的子民吗？
You want to become a citizen of the kingdom of God?
你自己的身份
Your identity,
你自己的立场
Your stance,
你必须要非常的清楚
You must be clear,
你要向谁忠诚
Who will you be faithful to?
你要拒绝什么东西
Who will you reject?
你要非常的清楚
You must be clear
这里边没有中间立场
There is no middle ground
你不可能多方面讨好的
You cannot appease everyone
主耶稣说连我都做不到
Christ says I cannot do it
你岂能做到呢
You think you can do it?
所以仆人不能大于主人
The servant cannot be greater than the master
当主耶稣在地上的时候
When the Lord was in the earth
世界不接受他
The world rejected him
世界逼迫他
The world persecuted him
我们做基督徒吗
Are we Christians?
我们跟随他吗
Do we follow Christ?
做好这个思想准备
Let us be prepared
下边接着说这个他们为什么逼迫我呢
And below it says Why did they persecute me?
为什么恨我呢
Why did they hate me?
因为他们不认识真实的上帝
Because they do not recognize the truth
因为他们没有真理在他们的心里
Because they do not have truth in their heart
今天我们跟世界也是这样
Today we are the same to the world
我们常常说一句话
We say one thing
我不知道这个他怎么翻译啊叫做理解万岁这是因为咱们中国人的话不知道翻译成英文要翻译什么 Long life understand
Long live understanding.
Long live understanding. Yeah. 所以什么叫做理解
What does understanding mean?
就是我里边的理可以对这件事情进行解释
That means my reason can explain something.
对不对当我听见一件事
So when I hear something,
看见一件事
When I see something,
啊我理解
I get it.
因为我里面的系统和它里边的东西一分析我明白它为什么这样做
Because my reason can understand why this happens
可是当主耶稣来到世界上的时候
But when Christ came to the world
这个犹太人不理解他
The Jews don't understand him
他为什么要这样做事情
Why are you doing this?
为什么他不理解
Why don't they understand?
因为它里边的系统和主耶稣里边的系统不是一个系统
Because their system is incompatible with Christ
所以他经过自己的系统分析出来的结果
And so the understanding that they come to
和主耶稣系统分析出来的结果
And the reason that comes from Christ's understanding
它不一样
It's not the same
这个所以当他这样做的时候
And so when Christ does something
他把这个拿到他的系统里边来
The Jews they take that
那么去分析一下
And they try to understand it
他去 process 一下
They try to process it
他不能产生这个结果
They don't get the same result
所以他不能理解
And so they don't understand
岂有此理你怎么能这样做事情
Why are you doing this?
我们今天也是一样。
Today we are the same.
所以在我们里面的系统
，so the system in us
和世人里面的系统
，and the system in the world
本身是不一样
，are different.
因为我们是按照天国的系统来思考
，because we think with the system of the kingdom of God.
按照属灵的生命来生活
，we live in a Christ-like way.
我们是以爱为基础。
Love is the basis of our life.
以真理为原则。
Truth is the basis of our life.
而世界上呢
？But the world.
人不为己，天诛地灭，是以自私为基础。
But the world lives by selfishness.
所以他以谬误为原则的。
And they will live by gains.
所以在这个里面，我们之间的系统完全不同。
And so our systems are different.
所以你想讨好他吗
？Do you want to appease them?
那是一件不可能的事情。
That's impossible.
所以基督徒在这个世界上的生活
，And so Christians in the world today
是非常孤单的
，will be very lonely，
艰难的
，be very difficult。
如果我们没有一个在我们的信心里边的根基
，If we don't have a true faith in our hearts，
那么这个根基是什么呢
？What is this？
就是我们相信他是我们一切的保障
，That we believe he is our everything。
比方说我们诚实
，We are honest，
可能我们会失去一些东西
，Perhaps we will lose something。
那么我们还诚实吗
？Will we continue to be honest？
诚实
，Yes。
那么如果我们诚实失去了东西，吃了亏怎么办呢
？What if we be lose something when we are honest.
我们相信他必偿还我们。
We believe that he will compensate us.
那么如果我们跟人相处
，when we are relationship with people，
那么我们善待他
，we are good to them。
可是他对我可能有一定的危险，怎么办呢
？But what if they are dangerous to us？
我们说我们的安全在他那里。
We say that our safety is in Christ。
主说：“你看，一个麻雀不是卖两分银子吗
？”Christ says, "Isn't a sparrow worth two pieces of silver?"
那么，如果神不允许的话，一个也不落在地上。
If God does not allow it, it will not die。
主说：“你们的每一根头发，上帝都数过了。
”He said, "I have counted every single hair on your head."
也就是说，如果神不许可
，And so if the Lord doesn't allow it，
没有任何的危险可以临到我们的身上。
No danger can come to you。
人如果从我们的身上拿去了什么好处
，If someone takes something good away from us，
主会从另外的方面丰丰满满的给我们偿还。
The Lord will return it to us。
所以我们只有这样的信心
，And so we have this faith，
我们才能够建立天国子民的生活行为。
So that we can be citizens of the kingdom of God。
如果没有这样的信心
，If we don't have this faith，
你就必然与世界妥协。
Then you will compromise the world。
因为很多时候我们不可能我们自己生活在这个世界上。
Because it's impossible for us to live in the world alone。
原来在国内的时候
，Back in China，
有一个信了主的应该算是老弟兄了。
There was an elderly Christian。
因为他在教会里边讲道。
Because he preached in the church。
我听他讲道，因为我很少有机会听人讲道的。
So I heard his preaching。
我非常偶然有机会，终于可以听别人讲到，我坐底下听了。
At that time, I had an opportunity to hear his preaching。
哇，我听了那次讲到，我真的不知道该怎么办。
I wasn't sure what to do afterwards。
他其中讲了一段话。
He said something。
他说我们要感谢国家，感谢党。
He said we must be thankful to the country and thankful to our government。
爱国要忠于党。
We must love the country and be loyalty to the government。
为什么呢？
Why?
因为国家是母亲。
Because the country is our mother.
我们的党比母亲更大。
And our government is even greater than our mother.
因为我们的一切都是党给的。
Because everything was given to us by the government.
没有党就没有新中国。
Without them, there is no new China.
没有新中国，我们就无吃无喝。
With no new China, we have no food.
他说：“你看台湾人天天吃香蕉皮。
”Look at the Taiwanese; they only have banana peels.
那么我们今天生活的如此之幸福。
Look how happy we are.
都是我们的党我们的国家对我们的好处
All thanks to our party and our country.
所以我们要感谢党感谢国家
So we must be thankful to our party and country.
这个就好像北朝鲜的教训
Sounds like North Korea.
哎呀我们的金总理 这个金叫什么东西
Our great and glorious leader.
他们的主席他一切都是他给的
Everything is from him.
哇是看着他以后哭啊哭啊哎呀谢谢你怎么这把他当神了
Thank you great leader. You are our God.
这样的教训我听了以后真的觉得不明白
I was very troubled by this teaching.
谁养活了党啊
Who pays for the party?
是党养活我们还是我们养活党
Does the party pay for us or we pay for them?
你不交党费你看他干什么
What will happen if you don't pay your taxes?
你不纳税你看看他干什么 所以我们脑子里边想在想什么呢？
So what are we thinking?
谁创造了宇宙万物？
Who made the universe?
谁创造了这个一切这些我们可需要的一切呢？
Who made everything that we need in the world?
圣经当年先知指责以色列人。
Back then the prophets
说上帝说我赐给你们五谷新酒。
The prophets criticized the Jews, say I gave you the new wine.
你却把这个东西拿去侍奉偶像。
And you gave it to your idols.
觉得好像是偶像给你的这一切。
As if the idols gave this to you.
上帝说岂不知这一切都是我给你的。
Lord said I gave this to you.
基督徒应该是守法公民。
Christians shall follow the law.
但是我们向谁感恩我们要很清楚。
But we must be clear on who to be thankful for.
我们的信心建立在什么地方我们要很清楚。
We must be clear on where our faith is.
诗篇里边告诉我们。
In Psalms we can see.
你不要依靠世人。
Don't rely on people.
不要依靠君王。
Don't rely on the military.
不要依靠君王，不要依靠他们的 king.
Or military leaders.
你要，因为他们一点都不能帮助。
Because they cannot help you.
因为他们的气一断的时候。
Because as soon as they die,
他们一切打算的都灭亡了。
All of their plans have disappeared.
所以以雅各的上帝为帮助的。
And so rely on the God of Jacob.
那人是有福的。
He will be blessed.
所以今天我们生活在世界上。
And so today when we live in the world,
我们的立身之本在哪里呢？
Where is the foundation of our life?
那么我们建立在天国的子民的身份的认知上。
We put it on our understanding of our citizenship.
所以我们的保护在哪里？
So where is our protection?
并不是澳洲政府。
Not in the Australian government.
乃是这一位呼召我们的上帝。
But in the God that calls us.
圣经上说是他把我们从世界里边招出来了。
Scripture says he called us out of the world.
是我们进入了神的国度，
so we can be citizens of the kingdom of God.
成为天国的子民，
be citizens of God.
所以我们一切，
so everything.
今天我们读的宣召的经文里面，
today in the scripture that we read.
罗马书里面告诉我们，
in Romans.
一切，
everything.
本于他，
comes from him.
依靠他，
rely on him.
归给他，
belong to him.
这是神子民的这个观念。
This is the concept of our.
所以我们今天不要再与世界去妥协。
And so today, let us not capitulate to the world.
也不要再觉得我是依靠世界上的供应来活着。
And not that we rely on the world to live.
我们不是靠澳洲政府养活的。
We don't need the Australian government.
我们也不是靠着我们的老板来养活我们的。
We don't need our bosses.
这些东西都可能顷刻之间失去。
All these things may disappear in an instant.
把我们一切的安全感。
And all of our sense of security.
把我们一切的感恩。
And all of our thankfulness
都归给我们自己的国度里面
should be put in our own kingdom.
我们的效忠
our loyalty.
我们的使命
our mission.
建基在我们自己的国度的认知的里面
will be built on our own kingdom.
这是我们基督徒的立身之本。
This is the foundation of our life as Christians.
我们刚刚从世界上被呼召出来的时候，
so when we are freshly called out from the world,
这些概念我们还没有建立起来。
These concepts are not yet very well built.
慢慢的我们要建立起来。
Slowly we will build them up.
但是有一件事要提醒大家。
But one thing we must remind everyone.
千万不要成为一个好像在国度里面的世界上的人。
Don't try to be someone who's actually in the world who tries to pretend to be in the kingdom.
我们来教会只想得好处。
We come to church to get the benefits.
就好像移民澳洲而对澳洲政府不忠诚。
Like an immigrant that's not loyal to the Australian government.
这是错误的。
This is wrong.
光想在人家国度里边捞好处。
Only try to get benefits from someone.
自己还是一个中国人。
But not loyal.
从理论上讲这个是不对的。
Theoretically speaking, this is wrong.
所以我们无论是从各个方面
And so from whatever,
尤其是我们在信仰的里面
Especially in our faith,
世界和上帝的国度是敌对的。
The world and the kingdom of God are enemies.
世界是撒旦作王。
The world belongs to Satan.
是以抵挡上帝为原则的。
It rejects God as its reason.
所以我们不能继续在那种这个思维和环境里边生活。
And so we cannot remain inside this environment.
我们成为天国的子民。
We must be citizens of the kingdom of God.
就让我们在天国里边忠心。
And so we shall be loyal to that.
以天国的原则为我们的原则。
And we should put our reason in that.
以天国的供应成为我们一切信心和安全的基础。
And our faith and security shall be placed in that.
这个是我们配得成为天国的子民。
So that we can be citizens of God.
愿神赐福大家。
May God bless everyone.